Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Jim, welcome back to our program.
Hey, it's good to be here. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, we did tell our audience that you had COVID the week that you were out.
I did.
And you were scheduled to be here. And you may not know this, because I don't think you heard that show, but I paid a special homage to you that I had to explain. Yes, I did. I played the song Memory from the musical Cats because I knew you hated that song. So I went out of my way to play it on a show when you wouldn't be here and wouldn't have to listen to it. So it was a homage in the sense that you didn't have to hear it. That's how I paid homage to you.
Anything I can get. I appreciate that. You can play whatever you want. And
I could, but I just thought, Jim's not here to complain about it, and maybe he'll appreciate that I played it on a week that he wasn't here.
That's all right. We do have a little bit of variation in our musical tastes, though we are, really from the same generation. I'm pretty much more major in, classic rock stuff, and you're more sophisticated. You know more movie tunes, and of course you're a big movie buff, and so that just makes sense. So we balance each other out.
That we do.
So why don't we jump into the WNBA?
Okay.
And a few weeks ago we did a show, and I referred to it as the woke National Basketball Association. Yeah, but this is actually the one where there are female players, and they're really good athletes. They really are. And some of them actually do very well. They don't get paid the money that the men do. And that's because they don't get the ratings on TV or the attendance at the crowd that the men's league does. And so people whine and cry about that and say, well, we need to make it equal. We'll make it equal by putting a product out there that people want to watch.
Well, right now we're making it equal by letting men come out and compete as women. That's how we're making it equal.
Oh, I would like to do a show, maybe in a couple of weeks, about the death of the women's movement in America.
Yeah.
And the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy. They're killing it, and I'm not so far as our friend Rush was in referring to people as feminazis. He coined that term. But I have supported women's rights, and we'll talk about that in a couple of weeks. But, man, they have just lost it with all of the crazy things they're doing, particularly what you mentioned, allowing men who identify as women to compete in women's sports. It's just nuts. Anyway, let's talk about the situation. Now, Brittany Griner is a superstar. She's a one of the best players that league has ever had. But she was in Russia, and she got caught with marijuana. And actually, I believe it was a vape thing with CBD in it. But she confessed to the charge, drug possession and drug smuggling. And that's, they don't take that lightly in this country. But in Russia, I'm sorry, that didn't turn out well for you, Brittany. But she thought, I'll confess, and I'm a big star in America, and they'll have to let me out. They didn't.
Well, now, if I'm been following the story correctly, hasn't she dissed America a lot publicly, but now she expects America to come to her rescue?
Oh, yeah. We're going to get into that. I've got some specifics about that. But she's now sentenced to a 9-year prison term, which if she serves that whole term, and they're not as lenient over there, they don't cut deals, they don't give you good behavior and all of that rot, her career is over.
Boy, and if they make her drink borscht in those Russian prisons, she might as well just curl up and die. That stuff is ghastly.
She was fined 1 million rubles, which is about $16,000, which is not a lot for a superstar like her. But the point of it is, you break the law, there is sanction. There are generally penalties for that. That's been something as long as there's been civilization. And so if it was anybody else, if she was not a star, if she was just some kid traveling through Europe and went into Russia and did this, we'd never hear about it, never hear about them, we'd never hear about them again. But she's a star. And so some of our friends, the president, issued a statement calling the trial and subsequent sentence unacceptable.
Well, those are fighting words. And, when Joe Biden says that, they just shaking their boots overseas.
Oh, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're laughing. And it's not funny. I feel bad for this person that she's going to be in a Russian prison. I don't feel bad that she was stupid enough to do something like this. But Joe is insisting that they turn her loose and let her come back to America.
But didn't we offer some downright thug in exchange for her? How's that negotiation going?
There's been talk, but I'll tell you later what my plan is, that nothing has happened yet. You know how the whole thing works. Putin, they're loving the opportunity to rub our nose in something. And they're not going to be kind. They're not going to be nice to us unless we did something ridiculously unacceptable as far as turning someone over to them. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. Now, there have been other reactions. I love this. Elon Musk, our rich electronic wizard guy. You know, he's a funny guy. You know, he's the producer of the electric cars. Sooner or later, that's going to come up and bite him in the bumper. You know, but Elon Musk said, well, if the president is working so hard to free someone who is in jail in Russia for some weed, because Elon has admitted that he smoked, shouldn't we free people in America for the same thing?
Well, I thought it pretty much is legal in most states to smoke marijuana these days, isn't it?
Well, there are thousands of people that are in prison in places where it isn't.
It's not legal. And so, what about somebody that got arrested in a state where it since became legal? Do they still have to serve their sentence because they were brought in under a different law?
I don't know. If they get a good enough attorney, they can probably get out. But the fact is there are people in American jails for possessing, selling, intent to sell. I actually know people who have gone to jail in this country for that. But Elon, being creative, says, well, let's let our people out of jail. You know, I'm sure that's going to really help society. Now, another response, Dinesh D'Souza. Now, we like him. I like him. I think you like him probably.
Oh, I love Dinesh, yeah.
Yeah, he's using this thing. He said he compared it to the conviction of the January 6th insurrectionists who tried to overthrow the U.S. government. It says, it seems like the Russians are doing to Griner what Biden has done to nonviolent January 6th protesters. Hard for us to feign indignation when the same thing is going on here. Whoa. Now, Dinesh has never been one to mince words. That's a pretty astute observation there by our friend. And then of course, Kamala Harris, the vice president,
oh, I'm sure she said something just as witty and as brilliant as possible.
Yeah, well, maybe at least as much as her partner, Joe.
Or as possible for her.
As brilliant as him. Her issue is not dementia. She's just plain stupid. Am I going to get in trouble for saying that?
Well, Biden was pretty stupid before he got dementia, so he's just got his dementia on top of his stupidity.
Yeah.
I feel sorry about the dementia, but again, the guy's been a pathological liar. I don't have a whole lot of sympathy all around for him.
Not at all. Well, so Tulsi Gabbard, who you are familiar with.
Yeah, a Democrat that occasionally makes sense. Once in a rare moon, you hear that.
So she responded to the vice president's call for Griner's release and said, another note of hypocrisy coming from Kamala Harris and this administration. During her illustrious record as Attorney General in California, she kept prisoners in prison longer than their sentences to use them as free slave labor. Yet at the same time, these very same people are condemning other countries for doing the same. Now, you know, that's strong talk. But the fact is, Kamala was not a great Attorney General in your state as far as really.
She wasn't. How does somebody even get away with that legally, keeping somebody in prison longer than their sentence demands? How is she even able to swing that?
Red tape, double talk, and politics, and I'm sure money had something to do with it.
Yeah, and since when does the law get in the way of what half of our politicians try to do these days anyway?
No kidding. So here's my thing. Americans are currently imprisoned in North Korea, Iran, China, Mexico, Syria, Venezuela, and several other locations around the planet. What are we doing for those Americans?
Well, they're not celebrities, so we're not worried about them, Jim.
You're kidding. You think
a double standard from the people running this country? Say it isn't so.
Yeah, but these questions need to be asked. I mean, someone needs to go up to Uncle Joe, who's moving kind of slow at the junction.
He'll think they're asking him what kind of succotash he's going to have for lunch.
Well, then, I know. Let's ask the press secretary. You know what she'll say? I have nothing to say about that this time. become her friend.
Well, that's a little more honest than I'll circle back to you.
Yeah, it's about the same thing, though.
It's more or less the same.
I don't have a clue, so I'm not going to answer. I heard a montage. It just cracked me up. But she said that. She said those words or something like that, that I have nothing to say about this, about 20 times.
That would make a great montage. Hey, Jim, I just got a text from my wife, Dana. She says, Jim sounds great. Now, I think I can explain that. She was probably listening to me, and you know how confusing it can be over the radio. She was probably listening to me and accidentally thought it was you.
Well, you know, I'll take all of those I can get. If I could get my wife to say that I sound great, I might be getting somewhere. But
wouldn't you have to actually listen to the show first to come to that conclusion?
You know, she does not join me on the show. She's either watching something on TV or reading a book or doing something productive with her time. But she does support me. She prays for me before every show. And then when I come out, we debrief and she says, how did it go? And we talk about it. So she is very, very supportive.
I'm sure she is. And I know Dana gives up her hallmarks to listen for 1 hour. So I really appreciate that.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well,
of course, she knows I could come home and tell her the story of the Hallmark without having even watched the Hallmark. So I'm not sure how much is actually being given up here.
Oh, man. I'm not gonna go there. She already said that that I sound great. I don't want to make her mad. So let's get back to Brittany Griner. I'm going to give a little bit of information about her personal life, her relationships, and then we're going to look at some of her politics and how that's played in her life. So in 2014, she married fellow WNBA star Gloria Johnson. After less than a month, Griner filed for annulment. And that's just to say, you know, there is equality for straight people and gay people. So she filed for annulment of the marriage, but the annulment was denied, and Griner was required to complete 26 weeks of domestic violence counseling. Once again, equal rights. She can beat up her wife just like any male can.
Yeah, we're an equal opportunity country. We believe that gay people can mess up their marriages just as easily as straight people can. That's equality.
Well, and actually, I've done a lot of work. I have a lot of friends. I have gay friends who are married, and they have problems just like a straight couple. And in fact, and this is pretty well documented, but codependency is even more of a severe problem in the gay community. It won't get into that tonight, and I've already probably made some people mad by saying that, but it's true.
Oh, of course you have.
So she filed annulment. It was denied, and she had to do 26 weeks of violence counseling. I'm not sure what that is. They teach you martial arts. I'm not sure what violence counseling is.
If you're the one that's being violent, they say now violence is wrong.
They both were. Actually, the police were called both of them. They were fighting. But she's the bigger star, so she got charged. Now, in the next year, Johnson, her wife, announced that she was pregnant with twins through in vitro fertilization. She gave birth to twin girls 16 weeks premature. Again, that might have been a big story if they were just a straight couple. People would say, well, they endangered the wife, they endangered the babies. But she had the babies, and then they divorced in 2016. So a typical American family.
Yeah,
Griner was ordered
to
pay child support. She was ordered to pay child support because she was a higher paid player. She made more money. And of course, Johnson, you know, had children, so she quit working. And anyway, Griner had to pay child support. They got divorced, and then she later married Cheryl Watson. Don't know how long she stayed with her, but they may still be together. But she's been married twice, and she's had some problems domestically. And again, equal rights, just like any American couple or individual certainly can have problems, and she has had her share. Now, politically, in 2017, Griner took a stand with a fellow player, LaShia Clarendon, and they wrote an op-ed article against a bill here in my state, Texas, that would have limited the rights of members of LGBTQ, LMNOP community to use restrooms and other public facilities of their choice. And the two basketball players saw the bill as a particular threat to LGBTQ athletes who could have been forced to use a locker room inconsistent with their chosen gender identity.
So instead, in the name of women's rights, we have to make women undress in a room where some man is calling himself a woman.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But, that, you know, and I see two sides of the thing. You know, I think, I don't know if I want to be in a locker room with a gay man who finds me attractive and is staring at me. So that would be uncomfortable, too. It's a big problem. So maybe we need to have three rooms or four rooms. I don't know. So this is their statement. Well, we do not identify as transgender. We know what it feels like to be singled out for not fitting neatly into social norms. Okay. I suppose you could take that to an argument of absurdum. You could say, what about the child molester who has a propensity and is attracted to young children sexually? And should they not have their rights?
That's coming up next. Pedophiles are lobbying for their rights, so that's not so far-fetched or out there.
No, it's not. We're on the slippery slope. And now in 2020, following the George Floyd incident, which got way more attention than I wish it had, but, you know, it was a bad thing. Guy got killed. But there were so many things that the media did not talk about in that. But so Griner said she would be protesting the playing of the national anthem before games by remaining in the locker room. And she said, I honestly feel we should not play the national anthem during our season. I think we should take such a stand as that. So you see, Brittany Griner is a model American citizen. That is a model being defined as a small imitation of the real thing. This is the person they're propping up there and making her a hero, heroine. I don't know what you say to it. They're trying to make her admirable, and they're feeling sorry for breaking the law in a foreign country. And her life hasn't been exemplary. Now, having said all of that, and I hope no harm comes to her, I'm sorry that she made a dumb mistake, but she's paying the price. Beretta said, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
Well, and I would still say that's probably an obsessive penalty in Russia, and she may not deserve to call upon her country to help her after she puts down her country all the time, but at the same token, what's happening to her in Russia shouldn't be happening to her, and I say we do what we can to let her out, and I don't want to see us release some thug terrorist in exchange. I think there's got to be a better way than that.
I have a better solution. We will trade
Kamala,
LeBron James, and a player to be named later for Brittany Griner, and then it'll be China's problem.
There you go.
Okay, that's all I have to say about the Brittany Griner situation.
Maybe we can throw in a year's subscription to Variety magazine with it.
Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.